just like having this picture about I cannot set goals because I never reach them. Also, maybe you set too high goals, and I mean, it's not any problem if you don't reach them.
Okay, hello everybody. This is Doug Bennett on my Goals Do Come True podcast, a weekly catch-up on goals. And we're going to pull various people in from across the world and see what their take on goals is and how they've used them to, you know, develop their careers and stuff. And this morning I'm joined by Petter Erik Nyvoll. He's got a bit of a story. He's all over the place. Been here, been there, and got lots of T-shirts. Petter, thanks very much for joining me this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your awesome business, where you are at the moment, a little bit of background, how goals fit into your world.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. I'm excited. So thank you so much for doing that. Right now, I'm in Vietnam, 100 meters from a beach. I lived here for like 3.5 years now, since end of 2017. Moved there because I'm from Norway, so I was didn't feel I was fitting in the Norwegian society, so I need to try something new. I will start with a funny story about the goal setting, why I'm here, when you talk about it, because I took a NLP education for some years ago on an NLP school in Norway, and I also know the owner of this school. Yeah, so I'm teaching sales and marketing and also helping people from go. If you're a coach or consultant and you want to take your business from being physical, like doing meetings, going to offices, and want to do it more online, we are teaching this thing. So this NLP school also contacted me, and because we are friends, and asked me if I can help them to make the NLP school into an online school. So I did that. They needed someone to be a coachee. So I was a coachee on an exercise. If you heard about the Walt Disney's, like going from step to step. So I did that exercise, and my Walt Disney thing, or what my thing was, like to moving to a warmer country. And I had all these challenges with like, my girlfriend has 2 kids. They was half time with us and half time with the father. And there was like, we didn't have a business. I went bankrupt the year before. So I didn't have any money. I didn't have any business. I didn't know how to do this. I just had a dream to live on a beach, and also a goal to live on a beach. So the coach did this to me and went through this exercise. And the funny part, this was a part of the school curriculum. So they used my coaching. And 1 year later, someone contacted me saying, hey, I'm going to this school now, and I know you. And we had a colloquial group. We had a group with the rest of the students. And we watched the video with you. And I asked them, so do you think this guy can move to a warmer place? And they say, no, he's just overthinking. He's just out there. There's no way he can do that. All this problem with school, the kids, all this problem with money. He's just like living on the sky. He can never do this thing. And then this friend of me who was in this group said, yeah, but you know, this is 1 year later after this was played in. And now he's living in Vietnam with all the family. So that's a good story about goal setting. And if you just set the intention and the goal and the dream is possible to get there, impossible to, to happen.
I do like that. Little stories like this get my, you know, my goosebumps going. You know, people challenging you on whether or not actually this goal setting thing works, you know, and there was this skepticism within the class that, you know, oh yeah, well, he just did a video for us. Yeah, nothing's really, really going to happen. But you actually made it happen. And less than a year later. Now, a lot of people would have a lifetime goal to be 100 meters from the beach. But you're actually just a year later and you've had it for 3.5 years, right?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's good. So people, it works. It works. So did you write the goal down, or was it, you know, was it just visualization that worked for you? How did you make it manifest?
I know that is not the right way of doing it, but I'm more like visualization. I'm not so good to write things down. I never write things. It's like one I just visualize everything in my life, but I visualize it so deeply so I can see it really in front of me. So also the house we got when we moved down, I just saw it. I also did a goal drawing, but I did an online platform to make a goal for, this is just back last year, because we're living on a beach, we want to upgrade our life, we want a bigger house, we want to find a place we can live. And for us, it was like no place where we had in the mind how it should look. But we find some picture online, we draw it up, we had it on our computer. And one weekend, I was just drawing a lot, driving with my scooter, because here in Vietnam, we don't drive cars, we just drive scooters. And I just saw a house. I never seen it. It was just like 1 kilometer from my living. And I've been driving around all the time like, what is this? I never seen this house. And I just looked at it like, wow, this is exactly what we need. It was a big house. We could have a studio, because there I am now in the in my studio. It was a bigger place, like 500-600 square meter. So I think also when you visualize or you set the intention, you're finding it in front of you. Like it goes so fast sometimes with goal setting.
I like that. I like that. There's that's a big thing. Visualizing, you know, seeing, having pictures. You say you put it on your computer. Well, that, you know, that's still sort of drawing it in, and that's the important thing about this. But you need to know what it is that you're looking for. And the madness is, you're just going on your scooter, you're riding around, and there it is, the thing that you want. Now, if you hadn't had any kind of intention, desire or thought process, you would have just ridden past that place day after day after day after day. But because you visualized it, it sort of just probably out of the corner of your eye just grabbed your attention and drew you towards it.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah,
it's and that is what goal setting is all about. So tell us about your business. So you were bankrupt. I mean, you know, I was on the edge of bankruptcy in 2010, and, you know, it took me 10 years to sort of work things out and for it to feel like it's come good. Did you go bankrupt in Norway, you say?
Yeah.
Is that why you had to leave?
No, sometimes I'm asking me this question, did I try to run away from something? But no, I didn't do that. So I had a company that we started in 2012. It grew really fast. We was promoting international speaker in, yeah, like goal setting or personal development, business development. And we had a team of 10 people. But we was growing too fast, so we went terrible bankrupt. It was bad decisions me. I'm not a manager. That's something I learned. Now I have someone managing my company or our company. And of course, after that, I was hurt. I was like, I've been an entrepreneur since I was 22. And this is like 2015. So I was like, oh, I am not an entrepreneur. I can never succeed. I'm not, I had this, it hurt my confidence of what I'm doing. So I had this challenge myself, and I was discussing, should I take a job? I tried to go to some job interviews to get a regular job. And I just felt in my stomach like, no, this is not you. You can't do it. You can't like have an 8-to-4 job. It doesn't work like that. So I was selling tickets to, like I told you, I was selling tickets to Tony Robbins event and all these things. So many people lost their tickets, but I figured out that I need to save this because that was what I'd done, like building up their credibility. So I did 1 year working for free just to make sure that everyone get the ticket to the event I bought and all this thing. So I didn't have any, there were some hotels and things like that, lost their money, but persons didn't lose their money. They get what they bought, even if I didn't need to do it. So then I figure out, I want to start a business with just me, because I know I can sell and market. Also, my girlfriend, she's a good marketer also. So we just decide, us two, she's a good copywriter, I'm a good salesperson, and I had this dream to move to another country. So I figured out I need to start a business where I can just work from everywhere. So I started an online business with sales training. And what happened is, like, it went quite good. We sold a lot of things, but what people start to ask us, how did you do this? So before we had succeed by ourselves, I started to teach people how to succeed online. So so after like 6-7 months, the business turned over to being a sales trainer, to be more like a sales and marketing coach. So now we are teaching sales and marketing to most in Nordic countries, but we also have quite many clients in UK and Netherlands is the growing market for us. So we're teaching how to build an online business with your knowledge. It could be like you say, goal setter. We have golf coaches, we have tennis coaches, we have horse coaches, we have dog trainers, we have all kind of, if you have something like even historic art, we have someone succeeding on selling that online. So what we are helping them to create an online course or online program or online thing. And also, yeah, with the sales and marketing, Facebook ad, YouTube ad. So the whole process is what we are doing. So, yeah.
Okay. This obviously works because, you know, you were trawling the web and podcasts and you came across me and you reached out and here we are. So, you know, obviously the research side of things work. So that's really, really good. And so you were selling Tony Robbins tickets and you told me that you've been to every year to a Tony Robbins show, I suppose it is, almost these days, or as conferences. Yeah. Would you suggest that that's a good idea for people?
Tony Robbins is a kickstarter to get into personal development for many. And he was that for me. And if I look back before I went to a Tony Robbins event, I was like the insecure guy who always with making money. So I went to, if I was out and partying, I always spend a lot of money on my friends because I think if I do that, they will feel like I'm a cool guy. And what changed most with me when it coming to Tony Robbins is like, I'm doing things for myself. There's no one. I don't need to show off. I don't need to show that I'm something. It's the same thing now. I'm building a business because myself and my life and what I like to do. I don't care. Of course, I want to deliver result and deliver good products, and that's a part of it. So for me, it was, I don't know when it happened, but around that time when I went to Tony Robbins, I went going from, I need to show off, I need to show how cool I am, how much money I'm making, how successful I am. I went from that to just take it out. I don't need to show anything to anyone. I can just go on the direction I want myself. And also that's when I stopped doing computer company and started to do personal development. That was also a crazy idea. No one did personal development in Norway. Like I was going to start up. So everyone said like, this will not succeed. And it succeeded, but we went bankrupt. But that was not because of the business. It's because of me like doing wrong decision. So for me, Tony Robbins, it was a big thing. I also been to Business Master. I've been to his, his mastermind. He had a one-year program when I was traveling with Tony Robbins back in 2009 together with him and a group of 100 successful entrepreneurs. So, and also getting into this. So I know like entrepreneurship or if it's entrepreneurship or if it's like working alone like you are doing and also I'm doing, it's so lonely. So just be around people who understand it. It was like, my biggest takeaway from it was not like eating dinner with Tony Robbins. It was cool, but it's not what I have memories of now. It's just like there is like-minded people. And I think that's, I'm not talking about that now, but that's one of my passion. I think whatever you're doing, if you find someone are doing the same like you are doing, if it's a hobby, if it's something you do or whatever, it's like you get connected and people understand you more. So being in an environment with like-minded, I think is really important. Also for goal setting.
I like that. Yeah. I mean, I have a group of peers that, you know, I aspire to be like some of them. And I know that there are others that aspire to be like me because I'm a stepping stone to, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we need to be surrounded by people, good, positive people as well that, you know, lift you. One of the questions I ask my guests, we call them big, hairy, audacious goals. Bags, they're called. Have you got any big, hairy goals that you're going for at the moment? You mentioned a figure that you're going to try and turn over. Tell us a little bit about that and how you think you might put that together.
Yeah, the long-term goal for my company is like to be the biggest company in Europe doing what we're doing. And I have a goal to reach like 15 million euro in like 8-9 years' time and have a turnover on like 20%. That's my big hairy goal. Mm-hmm. I also have a goal because now we are living here, but I also have a goal to travel around the world and see as many countries and places. I already have a list on every places I want to visit. And I think I need to be 125 years old to reach all these places. Yeah. And also this COVID thing stops me because I cannot travel now. Yeah. So I'm losing time to reach all these places. Yeah.
But I think like 126 years then.
Yeah, and this year we have, so when you talk about goals, I always set a goal since I started this business to double every year. and we have done it. We have doubled every year. Even if it looks like coming to October, November, December, it doesn't look like we are going to reach it. But in one other way, in the end of the year, we reach almost our goal. So this year is the first year we don't say double. It's like we had 1.3 million euro last year, and now we want to reach 2 million euro. But still a good goal if you look at we are 5 years company and getting up there. And also, I want to say like about goals, because the negative effect on goals, when I talk with other people about goals, they say like, I stopped setting goals because I never reached them. And I'm like, yeah, so what? It's like, you set a goal, but sometimes I don't reach my goal, but I'm almost there. What I have realized with a lot of goal setters is like, they look at not reaching a goal like be a terrible person, like don't succeed in life, but it's still just a goal. And it's something what drives me in the right direction. So if I don't reach 2 million this year, I'll not like say, oh, this year was a terrible year. I will see all the possibilities, all the things we did. And of course, I want to reach it and I'll do everything I can. But just like having this picture about I cannot set goals because I never reach them. Also, maybe you set too high goals and it's not any problem if you don't reach them.
Well, no. Or, I mean, you know, how awful, and I'm being dry here, how awful would it be just to hit 1.6 or 1.8 or 1.9? Oh, I failed because I didn't hit 2 million, but I'm still considerably further forward than I would have been if I didn't have the goal. And that's another thing. It's like, you know, it isn't a failure. You know, not hitting your targets, if your targets are goals-based, it's like not hitting it is not the end of the world, because you're always going to be so much further forward than you would be without them.
It's just like setting the direction in a way when you have a goal. So, yeah.
Excellent. No, that's good. Anything else that's going on for you at the moment? Yeah, I mean, you know, tell us a little bit about your business. It's awesome. Now, give us the web address on this, because this was a clever one when I saw this. So it's
awesome.com.
Okay. Spelt?
AWESM.com.
Okay, there we go. So you need to look Petter up on awesome.com. And it's not AWESOME, all right? It's that shortened version, but we'll make sure that that's in the show notes. Is there anything else I'd like to ask people? Is there, you know, something that we've not covered, a thing that people need to know about goal setting? I mean, you touched on it then, you know, it's never, ever a failure. A nice little nugget on goal setting that we haven't touched on.
No, but I want to tell about what happened to me the last two, three weeks. I come up with a new business idea that I already started on. And this was, so before I had a African girlfriend, she was from Kenya, and I had this big dream of building a resort down there where I could bring Scandinavian down and we can have events and have business event, personal development and all these things. So this I've gone around and I never stop thinking about this idea. It's always come back and forth, like never been the right situation. Never. We even was in Africa one time with my girlfriend I'm living together with now and her kids, and looking at a place we maybe could rent or something. But it's like, just come back and forth. And just for like, yeah, and for some years I've been thinking about starting a co-working space, especially for coaches, consultants, and this thing. Like, and doing it maybe here, down here. And for just like 4 weeks ago, someone said, have you looked at the place on the beach? It's just 100 meters from me. It was a big disco, like 1,500 square meter. So I just decided now we are having the contract and building a co-working place. It will be my biggest or most expensive project ever, like an entrepreneur. But we have a big building now right on the beach, 50 meters from the sea, and building a co-working for a place. So that's my new project. And it's also cool because sometimes I've been thinking about this idea. It will never happen. It's so far, but it's just like having it unconscious in mind. If you have a dream and never give it up, just have it there. Don't need to rush it. Don't need to stress it, because I think so many try to stress their goals also. Sometimes it's not the right timing. It's not the right place. But one day, if you just have it behind there, it's coming to happen.
I like that. I like that. So a co-working place. So you're just going to pull lots of little businesses in and they'll be just down working on them. I mean, you know, anybody listening to this, think, tell me if there's anything better in the whole wide world than working 50 yards away from the sea in Vietnam, where it's pretty much always warm. You know, we've just had the worst storms, you know, just like 20 minutes of hail, you know, frozen rain in the tail end of May. Now, so what's not to love about the idea of working on the beach? You've got me. You've got me.
Yeah.
If I could work out how to do this business all online, I'll be down there renting a space, that's for sure. But
let us have a chat
afterwards and see how it can all work out. Yeah, I was supposed to go to Vietnam last year for, you know, a bit of a tour, but unfortunately events overtook us, let us just say that. Yeah. But that's still in the frame. Well, that's a good one. So what we had there was a situation of, like, just, you know, having the goal, visualizing it is one way of doing it, writing it down is another way of doing it. I sense that you use computers a little bit because you said, you know, there's pictures that you pull together. So you've got to have those somewhere. I mean, you can't just keep everything in your head. But it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to have a deadline on it. It can ebb and flow in your mind, in your subconscious, and you never know. Something will just happen and it will come together. So that's a really, really great way to bring this episode to a close. Petter, I have to thank you for reaching out, hunting me down on LinkedIn, as it turns out. It's been a pleasure having you on board. And, you know, I wish you every success with hitting your 2 million euro target for the end of this year. But shucks, you know, if you're a little bit short, that really, really doesn't matter. I hope you rent your place out really, really quickly so that you can, you know, that will all work for you. And certainly want to see you, you know, going around seeing as much of the world as you possibly can. I didn't realize there were that many countries out there that it would take us until we were 125 to reach them all.
There are so many places in each country also, you know.
There is that. There is that, yes.
Yeah.
So anything just before we head off, anything you want to share? Anything that you know?
No, I'm just thankful for inviting me, and it's so nice to speak with you. You're so naturally, so funny way of having a podcast. So I also share it with me, and I will share it with my audience also. So I look you. Wish you good luck with your podcast project, and if there is anything I can do for you or some of the listener, just contact me. So yeah.
We'll make sure that your details are in the show notes. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review and subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'd love to hear about your goals. You can share them with me at dougbennett.co.uk.